So today we're going to actually finish the topic of Ger, like I promised yesterday. The Shir should be Eschus Ilu Nishmas Adir Chavachai as well as Eschus for an Ilu Nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Tzion. Should be Eschus for Fur Shleima for Chaim Moshe Shur B'Makal Chaim Dov B'Min Arach Kulchan Aliyah B'Shein D'Rach Ham Abadati Ben Parol as well as Eschus for all those Namakom Sakana Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we talked yesterday about the idea of loving a Ger, showing Rachmanis, showing compassion to a ger. And we said that that doesn't only apply to someone who is an actual ger, but it even applies to people that are out of their element, out of their comfort zone. So he now is going to give, I guess, one of the classical examples of someone being out of their comfort zone. He says, this mitzvah becomes even greater. Al Ashkenazi, when you have someone from Ashkenaz who finds himself amongst a bunch of Sephardim, or Sephardi bein Ashkenazim, or you find a Sephardi who finds himself amongst Ashkenazim echadoyim. So in his time, they spoke different languages, and so it was very hard for them to even communicate, and so they don't even know how to speak. And he says, if you are in a place where you are out of a fish out of water, so then you don't have a support system, you're even more broken than other people because you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to, anyone to help you. Ki yesh gam kein bali toira. There are tamid chachamim among them, aval ein lahem peh ledaber. They don't know the language. Umasri habush al pneihem, and they have this mask of shame that they don't want to speak of. Ve'ein lahem meitzach laharim raish. And they don't have the courage to lift up their heads. And instead of getting the kavod that they deserve as a Talmud Chacham, they don't communicate it and they don't speak up and they end up being disregarded as low people, despite the fact that they are Talmid Chacham because they can't communicate. Al Ela Roy L'Rachim B'Yosel Mitzvah Rabbat Echashim. He says, as someone like that, it's even a greater mitzvah to have compassion and to assist that person. Like Hashem Yesh Rabbah Me'am Me'aretz Aymrim, it shouldn't. Don't pay attention to what many of the people say. Sephardi, what are you doing in Ashkenaz shul? Go daven with the Sephardim. What are you doing here? And the same thing to an Ashkenaz guy, that you shouldn't have that sentiment. And in other words, the argument is, you want Sephardi, you want help? Go to a community of Sephardim, and they'll help their own. We Ashkenazim are going to help an Ashkenazi over you, and the opposite in a Sephardisha area. This mentality creates this rift in Klal Yisrael as if, God forbid, there are two separate nations. Someone who does this is disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a disgrace to us, B'nei Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz. We who are unique on earth to act this way, that a person should sort of separate himself. For you to look at another Jew as if he's from a different religion is not a proper way to look at a Jew. We're all the sons of one person, which is a paraphrase of what the Shvatim said to Yosef, but the same idea is true. We all come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We all have the same God, Av Echad, one God. For all of us, Torah achas, the same Torah, Mishparecha, the same judgment. The lama nivgad yesh ba'achiv, why should we betray our brethren? So what if the languages are different? So what? Ma bein Sfaradi l'Ashkenazi or Shar l'Shoines? What difference is there? Where you come from? Chalila l'asei shem chiluk. Heaven forbid that a person should make any sort of division. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yigdal achiyov. Says there's an even greater obligation and requirement that you go out of your way to help someone who is from a different nationality. Based on the reasoning behind the mitzvah of loving a ger, it's the same idea. The ger is out of his element. He's used to living amongst goyim. He's not an FFB. He comes to a community where everyone else is an FFB, so he doesn't belong with the goyim because he's Jewish. And he doesn't belong with the Jews because he is not, he's like in the BT camp, you know, he didn't grow up this way. So he almost is like a soldier without an army. Someone who has Rachmanis on him, they will show him mercy from heaven. Hashem will pay seven times the person who shows such chesed to a fish out of water, so to speak, someone who's not in his comfortable environment.